Let us quickly recap what we covered on this walk. A loss function is the scoring rule that tells a machine learning model how badly it predicted. It collapses many individual errors into one single number, so the computer knows whether to turn its internal knobs left or right. You focused on mean squared error, the classic loss function for predicting quantities like muffin sales, temperatures, or house prices. You take the difference between each guess and the real answer, square that difference to make it positive and to magnify big misses, then average all those squared differences together. You saw why squaring matters. It stops positive and negative errors from canceling each other out. It also punishes large errors much more aggressively than small ones. A miss of 10 costs 100 points, while a miss of 2 costs only 4. This pushes the model to fix its wild guesses first. You walked through a concrete 5-day coffee shop example, adding up squared differences and dividing by 5 to get the final score. You also connected the loss function back to optimization. The model nudges its knobs, checks whether mean squared error went up or down, and keeps nudging in the direction that lowers the score. That single number is the compass that guides the entire learning process. You noted that mean squared error works only for numerical predictions, not for categories like spam detection. And you learned that while it is powerful, it can be overly sensitive to weird outliers because squaring inflates their impact so heavily. That is the heart of mean squared error. It is an honest, demanding report card that forces a model to own every mistake.